To start our discussion of the Temple of Dendur, please go now to the center of the large platform in front of the gateway. If you want, you may even sit on the stone benches. Just think for a moment how amazing it is to sit or stand here in front of a complete ancient Egyptian temple. We owe this privilege to the generosity of Egypt and the aid that the United States government extended to Egypt in the 1960s when it helped rescue the ancient monuments of Nubia from the waters that were to rise behind the high dam at Aswan. In appreciation of this support, the Temple of Dendur, one of the rescued monuments, was given to the American people. In 1967, the temple was awarded to the Metropolitan Museum by President Johnson. Originally, the temple stood near a fortified settlement at Dendur in northern Nubia, about 35 miles south of Aswan. It was built around 15 BC, when Egypt was under Roman rule. After the Emperor Augustus defeated Cleopatra and Mark Antony, he conquered the country in 30 BC. Shrewd politician that he was, Augustus initiated an extended building program throughout the country. The Dendur Temple was dedicated to the goddess Isis and two local Nubian heroes, Petieza and Pahor, an effort to please the inhabitants of the area. Some people say that Petieza and Pahor were drowned in the Nile, but there's actually no evidence for that. We only know that the revered heroes and their father Khufair fought on the side of the Romans against an invasion from the southern kingdom of Meroe. It's possible that the two warriors were buried in a cave behind the temple. You are standing on a representation of the terrace in front of the temple that bordered the Nile. This terrace is not a landing stage or quay. There's no direct access from the river. It served as a space for the crowds at festive occasions when the priests carried the sacred images outside. Ordinary people were not allowed to enter the temple interior. Priests entered the temple through the stone gateway in front of you. The Dendur Temple is small, but it possesses all the basic features of an Egyptian temple. There is the temple itself, with its portico of two columns. This was surrounded by a protective wall of mud brick, which had long disappeared when the first European travelers saw the temple in the 18th century. That wall is indicated here by a layer of rough stones. Walk forward to stand between the gate and the temple. When you find a comfortable place to stand, press the green play button.